The Hoosier cavefish live north of the Ohio. It was originally thought to be the same species as a cavefish living south of the Ohio River in Mammoth Cave, but the two fish actually have different DNA. Louisiana State University professor Prasanta Chakrabarty described the animal in a study published this week in the journal Zookeys. He says this kind of DNA discovery has never been seen in cavefish before.
The one from Indiana, the new one, has a functional rhodopsin gene, so it still makes the proteins and everything it needs for vision, but it's not actually doing anything because there's no eyes.
The fish's scientific name is Amblyopsi hoosieri, named in part by the University of Kentucky researcher who discovered the species, Matthew Nymiller. He's also a native Hoosier.
Historically, Indiana University was kind of a mecca for the study of fishes back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, with Carl Eigenman, who was professor of zoology there, along with his wife Rosa, as well as David Stark Jordan. Another reason is I was actually born in Bedford. I'm a Hoosier by birth, a big Indiana basketball fan, so it was really fun for me to be able to name the fish species after the Hoosiers.
The Hoosier cavefish is the first new cavefish species described from the U.S. in 40 years. For WFIU News, I'm Casey Kuhn.